Linda, a Centenary Development Enabler for Baptists Together.
And I'm Helen Cameron, Research Fellow at the Centre for Baptist Studies at Regent's Park College, Oxford. Together, we are the co-leaders of Project Violet.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Project Violet podcast. Project Violet is a research project investigating women's experiences in ministry whilst developing women ministers. We are trying to understand better the theological, missional, and structural obstacles women ministers face and identify ways forward.
In this second season, we will introduce you to some of the women who have taken part in the project and the research they have done.
We hope that listening to these episodes will help you engage with the findings of the project, which can be found on the Project Violet website.
Today, I'm speaking to Carol Bostridge. Welcome, Carol.
Hello.
You've retired since taking part in Project Violet. Could you say what your ministry role was then and what you're doing now?
So I was a regional minister within the London Baptist. I retired at the end of July, and I'm now doing a mixture of voluntary roles, including working with Lewisham Food Bank, with Spurgeon's College, and a little bit with the London Baptist as well.
Great. Perhaps I can take you back to the beginning of your ministry. Can you tell us a bit about how you entered Baptist ministry?
Well, I used to be a maths teacher and then became the church worker at Crofton Park Baptist Church, which was a very varied role. And within that, because I was doing a little bit of leading and speaking occasionally, I thought I'd go off to Spurgeon's one day a week, just, you know, so I felt a little more able. But as I did that, I sensed it was, God was very gracious. This was a step-by-step call, encouraged by the tutors at Spurgeon's, encouraged by the senior minister in Crofton Park. And so, yeah, through ministerial recognition and then into ministry. And actually, unusually, at that point, the senior minister at Crofton Park left, and after some prayerful heart searching, I then became the minister of that church.
Okay. So thank you for sharing that journey. Now, you came into the first group on Project Violet. What was the question or issue that you looked at, and why was it important to you?
I looked at marital status and ministry. And I think it was twofold. I had gone into ministry as a divorcee with two small children. And remember some of the uncomfortable and I think probably now inappropriate questions that I was asked and some of the assumptions that were made. And then in my role as regional minister, as I sought to support some women in ministry, again was noting they were telling me of some of the things that had been said to them or the lack of support or just things I thought I'd love to know more about. How does either singleness, being a divorcee, being married, well, how does that affect ministry at all stages of ministry?
Okay, so that's quite an ambitious agenda. Can you say, how did you actually go about doing the research?
What I did was to, first of all, found 7 or 8 women in ministry that I knew reasonably well, and that included some single women, divorcee, and married, and explored with them. They were very gracious to me and very open and honest as we explored things right from original calling, MRC, training, settlement, ongoing ministry. And at that point, those were quite open conversations. And from their answers, I was then able to formulate 4 short questionnaires, I think realizing that there was a mountain here, so people wouldn't tell me everything about everything. So split it into that, if you like, that before, during, and after sections. And then those questionnaires went out to all the women ministers in London. They didn't all get all of them. They were randomly spread them out. And it's from the results that came through from those that I was then able to put the report together.
Okay, thank you. I can see your background as a maths teacher shining through there, and that's a very, very systematic balancing of interviews and questionnaires. So thank you for describing that. I guess the final question is, why do you want people to read your report?
I think, as I've gone back and just read it myself, because it was a little while ago I did it, there are things in there that still sadden me and shock me and frustrate me, but also a sense of it wouldn't take much to put a lot of this right. And I actually realizing actually some of this applied, and some of it applies to men as well as women. There are ways that we could improve this process and the ongoing support to people. And so I really would urge people to read it prayerfully, and then to put into action some of the suggestions that are there, because we can make a really positive difference to the experience, say, both of women and of men, as we look at issues surrounding whether it's singleness, divorces, marital status, etc.
That's great, Carol. Thank you for that encouragement for people to go to the website and download and read your report. Thank you for talking to us today. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Project Violet podcast. We invite you to go to the website and download the reports if you have not yet done so. Go to www.projectviolet.org.uk.
And don't forget to tell others about the Project Violet podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter.